Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And this is your host, Allison, and thanks so much for being here this evening. We don't have a guest this evening, and I'll tell you why. I have been getting emails for months now from our listeners, and they're asking me, like, Allison, when are you going to do some readings, and when are you going to talk about numerology, and that they really missed it, and felt like I was, like, having way too many guests and not spending enough time doing numerology. So you know what? I decided to heed their advice, and so what I decided to do is reformat a little bit on Visible by Numbers, and two times a month, it's just going to be all me doing the show. I'm going to have the lines open. I'm going to be answering your questions, doing live readings, and also, you know, giving you some heads up on a lot of information about numerology. So hopefully you're going to enjoy these shows just as much as you do on the other nights when we have such fabulous guests that we do on Visible by Numbers. So a lot of pressure. It's all me. Oh, my God. But anyhow, hey, good news. Today, I was in Walmart, and the jelly beans are out, which is, I don't know, that's just a good thing. So that made me happy today, put me in a good mood, and I'm all ready to do the show. I do have a couple announcements. Listen, last year I was invited by Susan Duvall Seminars and Utopia Travel on, it's more or less, a cruise with a whole bunch of spiritually minded people. It was a very short cruise. I think it was 3 or 4 days, and we went to Canada. It was such a wonderful time, beautiful people. There was two other psychics and mediums that went with me, and more or less, you know, we did some workshops, there were some readings, and we also had dinner every night with all of our guests, and it was just the best time. And I'm very excited to say that Susan Duvall and Utopia Travel have invited me back again this year, and this year we're going to Bermuda. And this is going to be a Labor Day weekend. So if ever you've thought about doing something like that, this is really a great way to go, especially if you live on the East Coast or southeastern Pennsylvania, New Jersey, somewhere along those lines, because you kind of save on all that airfare and make it much more reasonable. So if you're interested in finding out more details about the cruise, why don't you check out SusanDuvallSeminars.com and look on the events page, and I'll give you all the information. I also want to tell you about a few upcoming events that I've got going on. On this Friday, I'm going to be in Harrisburg at the Visionary, and I'm going to be doing a numerology workshop, and I do think that there's a couple of slots open still for some private readings. So if you happen to be in the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area, and you're interested in checking it out, please contact the Visionary. It's 717-540-5110. Also, on March 14th, I'm going to be in Doylestown. I'm going to be doing readings all day. And you can contact Susan Duvall at SusanDuvallSeminars.com if you're interested in getting a reading in Doylestown. And finally, in April, I'm going to be at the Alta View Wellness Center on April 17th doing a numerology workshop. So you might want to contact Sharon at the AltaViewWellness.com website, or call her at 717-221-0133, and that should be a pretty good workshop. So here's my agenda. See, I'm busy, 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 and I know that I heard a call, so I'm just going to go ahead and go right to my caller. Who's calling, please?
Hello, Allison, or am I speaking to you?
You're live. You're on the air.
Oh, my goodness. This is Carolyn calling, and I'm thrilled it's an all-reading show. I had the pleasure of listening to your program when you had another wonderful guest, and I did get a reading, but I was kind of sorry that I wasn't able to have a reading from you, so I'm thrilled.
Okay, well, give me your date of birth.
Do you want the time also or just the date?
Just the date.
January 6, 1944.
So we have January 6th. 1944. Okay. Do you want me to just give you general information, or do you have a specific question?
Well, listening to you before, Allison, I would I have a lot of questions, but I think you're quite intuitive. I think I would like to put myself in your capable hands and see what comes through, if I may.
Okay, sure. Well, then I'll just go with what I see here, okay? Number one,
I'm going through, I can just say, I've been going through a lifetime of challenges, but they've kind of come to a crescendo recently.
Okay, good. Good, good.
No, well, not good, unless we pass through. I guess the question is, is there light at the end of the tunnel, I guess would be the question.
Yeah, I really believe that. Let me just explain a few things to you, okay? You're a seven life path, but you really kind of got this thing in this lifetime that really there's some things that you're going through having to do with past lifetimes. Call it karma, call it what you will. Now, people get upset when you use the word karma, but you know what? I'm a numerologist. I do charts, you know, all the time. Almost everybody has karma. Everybody you know, everybody you meet, everybody you've ever known has got karma in their chart. We're all working out something in this, in our lifetimes. So yours really has to do with, it has a lot to do with, in many ways, you martyring yourself for your family. Like there could be a very long extended time where your family is really part of, you know, your existence, but at some point maybe you lose this, it's gone, you have to begin again. But when you begin your life again, when you start over again, you started over on newer ground. And I think your sevenness, which means the more spiritual you, the more faith-based you, the more the guru that resides in you, well, that really comes to the forefront. And you start living life with great deal of faith, and I think just a much better existence. But I do feel that there's been times in your life where you've actually had to begin again. And I think there probably could have been some issues, you know, where you've learned about the value of a family, of love, relationships, and all of those things. When I look at your chart, what strikes me the most, darling, and I'm going to say this to you, your life path, your birthday is exactly the same as mine. All of your pinnacles are exactly the same as mine. Your cycles are
beginning. You were born on January 6th.
Yeah, I was born October 6th, but it works out to same thing.
It works out numeral.
So what I can see here is that maybe a childhood where you were maybe a little bit different, a little bit lonely. There may have been things that you had to keep under wraps or secret in the childhood, and I can see where that you might not have, you know, even had your health as strong as later on in life. I can see where the childhood was difficult. I also can see a tremendous amount of sacrifice to taking care of other people and a lot of hard work.
You are accurate.
Right, tremendous. Where you were lost.
I just want to jump in and say, you don't have to soft soap anything. I'm good with karma. I'm good with, you don't even have to say a little.
Okay.
You were so accurate, Allison.
Okay.
So anyway, I just want to acknowledge that. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for validating. Now, what I want to tell you is first and foremost, you have a gift, many gifts. I mean, oh, my God. The ability to understand spiritual philosophy, your psychic abilities, you're psychic, you know that, having gut feelings and dreams. You have a tremendous gift with words, whether you speak them or write them. So I really do encourage you to either, you know, speak from the heart. If there's something you're passionate about, you know, I want to put you on stage in many ways because you really have that ability of being very likable and being very eloquent with your words. So I'm really encouraging you there. But I want to tell you where you're at. You're in a one pentacle. And, you know, that's tough because, especially for a woman, because it kind of says, you know what, you got to, for the first time in your life, and this is like after the age of 48, and I know that you're older than 48, but think back to then and realize that it was a time where you, for the first time in your life, maybe started thinking about you and who you were and what you, maybe your aspirations in life. And it was definitely a time, this time that you're in, it's all about you. You need to get that t-shirt, it's all about me. Because you've got to find out who you are, and you've got to develop those talents and those strengths, and you've got to rely on your own guidance. And really, sometimes when you get in that energy, you get kicked around a little bit because all the universe is trying to do is show you just how capable you are. It's trying to get you to set the bar just a little bit higher. It's trying to have you reach for higher dreams, have greater aspirations, to challenge yourself more. And so sometimes you get kicked around. Sometimes it's, you know, you got to find your strength. Now, I really see for you, you can have incredible success. You've got, Your challenge number is one that says that maybe you're a little bit fearful of people in power, or maybe they intimidate you, or maybe when that guy's just so incredibly rich, you think, oh my God, I'm not worthy. But you know what? You're really capable of great success. You belong with successful people. And you literally have an opportunity to return a river of money flowing to you, but you've got to challenge yourself. Set goals. You cannot be complacent. You really kind of set the bar higher, decide what you want to do, work towards those goals. Now, you're in a 1 year this year, so that tells me that there's been a lot of drama. There's been a lot of drama last year and a lot of letting go, and maybe things that you didn't want to let go of, maybe things that were ripped from you, whether that be people, places, things, jobs, relationships, whatever. There was a big purging that went on last year in order to open up the room for this year. And very often when we let go of something, we don't want to let go because we don't know what the future holds. We're afraid of the new things that, you know, we just want to stay with what we know. But really, to make this space for the new opportunities that are coming in for this year, there was letting go that needed to be done. You're in a 1 year this year, which is telling me that there's new opportunities coming to you. Normally, we don't see them before February. Normally, we got to wait a few more months before we start seeing things start to happen with this one energy. And usually, there are obstacles in the beginning of a 1 year. But if you just hang in there, you've got some really major new stuff that's coming in, new opportunities. What I would tell you is look to April for some major changes for you, okay? I think March is going to be, I don't know if you're working on anything in particular or if you have a job or what's going on, but I see some limitations around you in March that there's not a lot of freedom. But in April, there's much more freedom and a lot of change. So expect sudden, unexpected things in April. May can bring about, it could be a family deal. It could be, you know, maybe some bringing the family around you, or someone needing you, or something having to do with that. I would say money. I would look for money of some sort, like a financial gain in July. And sometimes we wonder, well, where is this coming from? But sometimes it can come from something in the past, money that was owed to you that you didn't get, but it'll just show up. If we have a job, we could get a promotion or a raise, or somehow, some way, money will find its way to your door in July. August looks to be a time where maybe you're putting an end to maybe a project or something that you're doing. And again, it might be another time where you've got to purge some things from your life that are not serving your greatest and highest good. September looks to be when, by the time September rolls around, there'll be no question of you knowing exactly what this new thing is that you brought in this year. What is this? Because you're going to see it, you're going to feel it, you're going to be doing it in September. So look for that new opportunity to be full force in September for you. I would tell you in October to be patient, okay, because sometimes we got to wait for the right timing. So you're going to have to be patient and cooperate in October. And you're going to be very sensitive and psychic in October especially as well. So be aware of that. November, I think, would be an ideal time for you. If it's a creative pop project or something artistic, that's wonderful, but maybe just take a break. Maybe just enjoy yourself. Maybe just be around friends. Express yourself. Just lighten up a little in November. And I see you back to work and working hard in December. So that's really how I see the upcoming year for you. Was that helpful for you? Does all that make sense?
Yes. Allison, I didn't imagine that you would very generously take me through the whole year. All that makes sense. I guess the only question I would have is, I've always had, I'm a Capricorn after all, aspirations and knowing that I was blessed with certain gifts, although I was never egocentric about them, but they've always been stifled because of the circumstances of my life, and you were right on with several points of sacrifice. I don't mean to sound like a martyr, even though I was born on Joan of Arc's birthday, but, you know, you said family. Yeah, but you have to have a sense of humor, and I always say, you know, a karmic joke. But yes, a lot of that, and right now, pretty much again, obstacles that have to do with health and so forth holding me back. I guess.
Well, with your health, let me stop you on your health for one moment, okay? You're a seven life path. Period. You need to understand that when your health is lowered, or when you have times when you're not really feeling up to par, that's almost like a signal from above that says, okay, what we need you to do is rest, and we need you to go within. We need you to work on your spiritual body, not on your physical body. And sometimes with sevens, you get knocked off your feet sometimes in order to force you to do that spiritual work. I'm also going to tell you that your rest, your nutrition is very important to you. A regular meditation practice, very important to you. And also, you're difficult to diagnose, so you always should seek out a second opinion if that's possible. And you also will find that holistic healing is maybe much more beneficial to you than regular, although I am not by any means telling you don't go to your doctor, but I'm saying add some holistic healing to your medical regimen, because that is more than likely to work far better on you. Okay?
I'm a great believer in it. For years I've been trying that. Alice, I'm the poster lady for medical malpractice. I have major, major, major health issues, and many of them, and I've intuitively been drawn to exactly what you're saying, the holistic and the alternative, and have been trying to do everything I can, working in all areas. But
you should be feeling
so
better
far,
energy this year. You really
still
should.
So far not been able to have a healing, but anyway, I don't want to monopolize your time. You've just been incredible, and I'm just really glad. It sounds like, though, there is some light at the end of the tunnel.
I think this should be a good year for you, but your energy should come back this year. I think you should be feeling better, and I just feel that you have a really new opportunity this year. So, you know, what
you need to do is
think of, manifest, visualize, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? What are you trying to bring in? And really,
well, I've been told that I should be. You said that I'm intuitive and be doing some
absolutely.
Sort of work. I think on a big scale, if I can get through and put all at my age, 60 something, all the gifts together that I've never really been able to manifest and put them to work for a higher good. I don't mean to sound like pump, but that's what I would like to do. But
honey, you're a walking, talking guru. You are a walking, talking guru. You also are a specialist. So if you go into a holistic healing yourself, or even if you were to try studying numerology or palmistry or astrology or something like that, you would be absolutely brilliant at it, because what you are going to do is going to be able to combine two things. Number one, you're an expert. Once you start to study something, you become an expert in the field, because it's really important for you to understand something 110%. Why do you think I'm the numerologist that I am? Because of my seven life path. The other thing here is that the psychic stuff that you have, the intuitiveness, the insights, it's incredibly amazing. So, you know, I absolutely, somebody like you, I would shove down that path of a more spiritual existence or doing something spiritual, because you absolutely are gifted in that area. So I'm just trying to reassure you, okay?
Well, I was drawn to you, so that must be true.
Yeah, well, like girls like, honey, we're the same thing. You and I,
yeah.
I mean, I would be really fascinated to look at the rest of your chart, because in all honesty, what I'm looking at right here is my chart. It's my chart. It's got your birth date on it.
Well, I send you my sympathy then too, Allison.
Yeah, we've been through a lot, haven't we?
It's been rough, and I've been told that, you know, when you started to apologize about people, and I know that a lot of people are sensitive karma, I used to say before I understood some of this that I must have been a real stinker last time around, because, you know, the crappy karma concept was really hitting me this time. And you have to have, a sense of humor sometimes.
But I've been told
that I brought in a lot of karma that was not only my own past life, but agreed to do it for others. Again, maybe it's that martyr thing, but I don't know. But it has been easy, and I really have never known the love of a family or, that. So.
Well, you have a problem with trust, too, you know. Trusting that you don't know, I don't even know if you consider yourself worthy to be loved, and that could be the problem, too, and trusting people. And that can be a tough thing to overcome. And that's why I think numerology for me was incredibly helpful, because it taught me to accept people exactly as they are, to have no expectations and no judgments on them. It allowed me to be able to see their souls and to understand why they were here. And then upon doing that, it just made me so much more peaceful in my life, even though it had been chaotic and crazy in relationships and people. I'm telling you, sometimes I would cry because I'm like, why aren't people nice? I couldn't comprehend sometimes.
Well,
but,
I understand that I'm a great empath, too. So not only do I very
absolutely.
Sensitive for myself, but everybody else, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so am I. And like I said, our charts mirror each other. But, you know, I think that what really helped shift me was the actual spiritual. It was understanding that everything happens for a reason, and to have complete and total faith in something greater than myself. And it just seems to have turned my life into a happy life. No matter what happens, nothing bothers me. So, you know, I'd like to see that happen for you, too. So good luck with that, sweetheart. And
well, thank you, Allison. Blessings, and it would be a great pleasure to work with you further if I can. But
okay,
as you say, when the financial comes in,
well, you can always contact me. You know, go to my website, get my phone number, give me a buzz. I'm sure we can work something out, okay? Because the way I feel is if I can help
you,
put you on your
path.
You
are so gifted. You really are. It's just even though you say you just recognize, but it's just amazing how accurate you are in so many of the things you told me. And thank you for the year's forecast. It makes it easier to get through. And you're right. It is to release yourself to the spiritual and stop struggling sometimes is the way to go. Thank you so much.
All right, honey. Take care. Call me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right. So anyhow, I do want to address a couple of emails that I got, and I know that I just heard another caller, and caller, I'm going to be right with you, but I do want to address a couple of emails, because I did say on the BBS pages that if you had a question, that you were more than welcome, especially on the nights that I'm doing readings, because some people are not comfortable being, you know, live on the radio, and so I said, you know, hey, email me, ask me the question, and I'll address it on air. So before I take my next caller, what I'd like to do is I'd like to answer Nancy. And Nancy was born 9/19/1958. She said that she's had a couple of really challenging years, and she feels like that's leaving her behind her now. And she's felt that there's a book that's coming, and it might be the year to do it, okay? And what I want to say to Nancy is, hallelujah. Yes, Nancy. Yes, 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 yes. Did I say yes? You're in a five pentacle with a five cycle, and five is all about communication, using words, publishing, media, television, radio, all of those things. So if you're feeling a very strong pull to this, absolutely, this is the energy that is all around you right now. And so I absolutely 110% encourage you to go down that path. As far as this year goes, this is the year where you've got to buckle it down, where you've got to work at it. So I really see you creating this book this year. I see you working at it. I don't know what you're doing, but it's going to take a while. And I really can see where you've got to discipline, focus, and get it done. Now, if you get the book done this year, guess what? Next year's a 5-year. And that is the most perfect time to publish a book. So you do the work this year, and next year, that's when you launch your book, and that's when you're going to have some really, people are going to be open to your ideas, they're going to be warm and welcoming to your book, and so it's a perfect time to publish it. So that's my answer to you, Nancy, okay? All right, so I know I have one other email question, and I'll get to that a little bit later in the show, but for right now, I'm going to go to my caller. So who's calling in, please? Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. This is Allison, and you're live on the radio. Do you have a question?
Hi, my name is Juliana.
Hi, Juliana.
Hi. Allison, would you like my birthday?
Yes, I would. Please tell me.
Yes, August 26, 1956.
Okay, 1956?
Yes.
Okay.
And I know last year was my 9th year, and really I let go of, I went through every single changes. I moved from East Coast to L.A. I changed my career path, although I'm in the middle of looking for a job. And the third, I let go of a relationship which was no longer working. So I did everything, but I really wanted to do it. And now I am interviewing with one particular company, and I want to change my career. I was a stockbroker before, and I closed the door completely, and that was hard to do, actually. And I decided to use my creativity and going into international field. So I am interviewing for the position, international business developer for actually Asia. I'm Asian. So I just want to know, as far as, you know, I was looking forward to 2010, and I heard what you said, you know, a couple of months in the beginning of the year takes time. And
yep.
I just want to know what you see as far as your finance, anything that you can tell me. I'm ready for change, and I'm really, I've been working hard.
Okay. Well, I can honestly say that you're shifting at this time. You know, you've shifted into some different energy, which is going to kind of be asking some different things of you. So I can really see where you've been all business, 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 but I see you shifting into a more creative type energy. Also, you're in an 11 pinnacle, which began at the age of 54. And the 11 pinnacle really sometimes can feel a little bit ungrounded. It can feel like getting your bearings in it is a little bit more difficult. But the one thing that I would tell you really honestly is you really have an open doorway to a much more insight than, and it's kind of like receiving insight from above. So whatever directions you go in, I would pay attention to how you feel, your gut feelings, your dreams, or any way that you receive guidance, because from now until the rest of your life, you really, that doorway is wide open, and you really are being mentored in some way. Now, I heard you say that you're thinking of doing something international, but I didn't quite get what the job was. Can you repeat what the job?
Yes. Yes. I specialize in licensing. Licensing meaning finding a brand, you know, finding a brand that matches the retailer and the fashion. But one particular company I'm actually interviewing with is the fashion industry, finding a licensing partner in different countries.
Okay. Well, I can see where that's much more creative than the business world or more interesting. And so, but I also feel that your spiritual growth, I mean, I just really feel that that's going to be primarily important for you as well. Are you still with me, dear Juliana? Okay, I'm thinking that we actually, Juliana's call got dropped, but what I would tell you is I really am looking at the creative energy, but I'm also feeling that there's going to be a tremendous amount of transformation, spiritual growth for you. And I feel on some level you're going to mix that with whatever it is that you do, that there really there is some potential here for a great deal of travel, because I see that in your chart. I also see a little bit of fame coming in, so fame and fortune. So I really feel positive. It's like get past this 1 year. This is the year that will give you a new opportunity. So the new job is coming. And so just, you know, stay hang tight, because always in a 1 year, when we know what we want, when we send that message out to the universe, usually that new opportunity comes in. So make sure you just visualize this job that you want, and I'm absolutely certain that you're going to get it and you're going to like it. But as I say, there's a much more creative energy. It's not so business. It's not having to do with finances. It has to do with more creative. So I can really see where you're going in your chart. And I'm sorry that your call got dropped, Juliana.
I'm okay now. I'm back.
Oh, you're back. Okay, good. Good. Okay. So I think you're headed in the right direction. I really do, okay? I really feel good about this for you. It's time to get out of the business aspects. I mean, the money, this, you know, what you were saying, stock market. And you were definitely destined for that, but it's time to get into something different now. So I really think this year is going to give you that opportunity. So I'm happy for you.
Well, Alison, do you think this year is going to be a better year for sure?
Absolutely. Whenever we go through a 9 year, whenever we do that, we, as I said earlier, we don't want to let go of stuff. We like to hang on to what we have, and we don't usually cause some of this. Sometimes it just happens and we have no control. But if we try to hold on to things in a 9 year, it just makes it worse. So the best thing to do is to let it go, and on some level, with the understanding that the universe, God, or whatever you want to call it, has got different plans for you. And you can't keep these things because they would hold you back and hold you down. So when you make the space for the new opportunities, that allows the new opportunities to come in. It's quite like if I use the example of, let's say a woman is in a relationship with an abusive boyfriend, but she's afraid to be single. She's afraid to go out there and try again, or maybe it's the finances, or whatever the case might be, that she's sticking with a relationship that's not good for her. Now, if she would just let go of that relationship and move on, as difficult as that might be to go through the process of breaking up and moving and finding a new place, but in the long run, that she is not available for a new relationship that would be good for her, or maybe the love of her life coming in, as long as she's tied up in the mess of a bad relationship. So the same thing goes with our life. Sometimes the job is holding us back, or sometimes, you know, circumstances are holding, we're holding on to things we don't need. It's not easy to let go, but we have to trust that we're making space for new opportunities, which is what happened to you last year, and the new opportunities are ready to roll on in this year. And you should experience it as a very good career year. Okay?
Allison, so, I also expect some financial gain through the settlement. From distribution of the property. When do you see that coming in, like a financial gain?
Sure. I see money coming to you in July, primarily in July. But that doesn't mean that you can't have money. Like, I also see money that possibly wants to roll in also in May as well. So, but this is when more significant money. It doesn't mean that your money's cut off to you the rest of the year. It just means that's when there's more of a significant money coming in. It's more than normal. It comes out like in the form of a promotion, or comes in the form of a better job, or comes in the form of you getting paid for something that you did in the past. Sometimes a person might own a house and decide to sell it, and they end up making a killing on it. They make a lot of money on it. Well, that would probably happen in an 8 months. So for you, I would pinpoint specifically May and also July, okay?
Okay, and just two more things I want to say. If you want to actually purchase any property, what year is a better year? This is number 1 year for me.
It's a 1 year, so you can start anything you want new in a 1 year.
Oh, this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Or including any kind of personal relationship as well?
Yes. Relationships. I mean, you've cleared the slate. And you're ready to bring in all brand new this year. Granted, you cleared a lot, but it's still, now you're open to more opportunities for these new things to come in this year. So whether it's buying a house, a new relationship, new job, new career, it doesn't matter. This is the year to do it in. So you're all set up. Everything's in perfect order with you. You're doing exactly what you should be. So don't worry. Just know that this is your year for new stuff, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Juliana. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty then. All right. I did want to get to my other email question, and this one comes from Cassie. And I guess she's asking for a friend. And she said that she has a couple that has a house up for sale. She says the woman is in, she's in a 6-personal year, with August being a 5-personal month, and she also has a 5 essence. And she's talking about the male, or the husband, he's in an 8-year, June's his 5 months, and he's in a 1 essence. So apparently this person, Kathy, knows all about numerology, and so she's asking me, did I see them moving by August because of her essences? Well, actually, Kathy, yeah, I do. And so my answer to your question is yes. And I really feel that with the husband being in an 8-year and a 1 essence, I think his focus primarily is on career. And I wouldn't even be surprised if he's gotten a promotion that maybe where he has to move, or the promotion itself is causing the move. But he's going to be focused on the career, and she's going to end up doing all the moving. So I would place the emphasis on the move on her chart, which absolutely is in the 5 months. So my answer to you, Kathy, is yes, you're absolutely correct in your deduction there. So good for you. All right. So we have another caller. So who's calling in?
Hi, this is Jenny. I'm in Los Angeles. And hi, Allison.
Hi.
I would just like a general reading, you know, whatever you see.
Sure.
My birthday.
Give me your date of birth, please.
Yeah, it's January 17th, 1943.
All righty then. January 17th, 1943. Okay, great. Now, I do want to say, what I'm doing here on the radio is I'm just looking at the information that comes from the date of birth. Is that absolutely everything? No, because when we bring in the name, it does bring in a great deal of information. However, we're not going to let people give their name on their birth certificate on air. So I'm going to do the reading from what I'm seeing right here. Now, what's really interesting about you is you're such an old soul. And I would also say for you, I don't know if you have developed your spiritual side or your psychic abilities or if you've gone down that road, but you, oh my God, it's probably been a challenge for you at certain times, but also you have so much spiritual energy. It's just constantly flowing around you, and it's causing this, like this, it's almost like I see this journey of a soul in this lifetime, and maybe there's been soul searching, and maybe there's been dark nights of the soul, and maybe there's been all kinds of spiritual things around you, but you've got tremendous spiritual energy, but also tremendous capacity to understand spiritual philosophy, to perhaps even study or be an expert in a field of some sort having to do with spiritual philosophy. I mean, I really see you as being like the mystic, a walking mystic sort of a person. The old soulness plus these seven challenges. Now, I also would want to ask you, did you have some difficulties with your mother in childhood, or was there something along those lines that went on with you?
Oh, sure. Yeah, she walked away when I was about a year old. My grandmother raised me, and she came back when I was around 10 or 11 and got back with my father and decided to split up with him and told me to choose. And that was very traumatic because there was just no way I was going to not stay with my father. So it was kind of rough to feel unloved by your own mother. But I understand it now.
Well, what I'm just trying to do for you by what I just said is I am confirming for you that that is written in your chart. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said it. You have a seven first challenge. It always has to do with the mother. It always means difficulties with the mother. So I'm just confirming. Now, you can look at your mom and you can say, you know, I hope that this gives you an opportunity to maybe let it go and heal from that experience, because for whatever reasons, this was written into your soul plan. And so your mother was just more or less, if you want to step back for a moment, she was an actor in a play that you had written. And that is how you wrote your play, was for you to have this difficulties with your mom, because it makes you the person that you are because of it. Do you understand?
Oh, yes. I've been very independent throughout my life.
Okay.
I got myself up to school, ironed my uniforms, made my lunches, got good grades, and thank God my dad was there. And so I understand. I mean, everybody, there
right.
was a reason
now,
for everything.
Do you see yourself as being psychic, sweetheart?
Yes, not a lot, but yes. I get good feelings, and I'm usually right.
How about your dreams?
I wish I would remember them more, but I had a beautiful dream where my dog, who I adore, passed away about 6 months ago, and she came to me in a dream, and she looked so shiny, her coat of hair, and she smelled so beautiful. I knew she, when I woke up, that she'd come to visit me and let me know she's in a beautiful place. But she
looks
gorgeous.
Right. And the reason why I mention your dreams is because that's very prominent with you as well. You receive a lot of messages in your dreams. And one thing I would tell you, and I would tell anybody else that's out there listening, I don't remember my dreams. Well, what you have to do is you really have to ask to remember your dreams. Or let's say you've got a problem and you would like an answer. And you can actually, before you go to sleep at night, ask for, you know, insight into your problem and ask that you remember your dreams. And then in the morning, you may be very surprised to find out that you received an answer. And also, once you start journaling your dreams, which means write them down, it's almost as though all the gods that be, the source, God, whatever you want to call it above, they start and they look down and they go, you know what, she's paying attention now. And so once they understand that you're writing them, then they start sending you more messages and dreams. So, you know, I really feel that you can get a lot of prophetic information as well as very insightful information in dreams. And you are psychic. So I don't know if you ever thought, well, gee, if you get a gut feeling or distinct, you know, just intuition on something, follow it, because that is also very strong in your chart. Now, I'm going to tell you where you are right now, okay? You're in a 3-year this year, and I really feel that I really want you to kind of get your little kid out, you know, get the more playful side of you out. I want to see you expressing from your heart or expressing with your words. You know what I mean? I want you to just say how you feel. I also would like to see you do something creative, a creative project of some sort. And this doesn't mean that you've got to paint the Sistine Chapel, but sometimes in a 3-personal year, if you've got a room that's really dull and drab, well, maybe you'd like to redecorate it, or maybe you'd like to take up a hobby of some sort, or maybe it's writing that you want to do. But do think in terms of using your words, expressing them, but also think in terms of being creative. I also would strongly suggest that you spend some time visualizing what is it that you want to manifest into your life, because you're working with energy that's very strong that will manifest your dreams. So if you want a swimming pool out back of your house and you've always dreamed of having it, then you need to spend some time closing your eyes, picturing yourself, you know, laying on a tube, floating around it, people splashing it and having fun. You need to really create those pictures in your mind and manifest this year, because a very strong energy for you with that. I also am asking you, like, when I look at your chart with your pentacles, your faith in God, let's just call it what you believe. Do you lean more for a more spiritual beliefs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel like right now, are you doing things to help other people, like in service to others, or your job is something that really helps those that are less fortunate or those that are in need? On some level, you're helping people? Are you retired?
Yes. Yeah, no, I do help people.
Okay, because I would encourage you to do that. And I also want to encourage you at this time of your life, you've got to kind of get to that place of unconditional love, forgiveness, and letting go. And you just kind of be of service to others for the sake, because it is the right thing to do. And there will be many blessings that are around you, because I really feel as though you are somewhat protected here financially, whether it's through inheritances or whether it's through money that comes in strange ways. I really feel that as long as you just try to help others, your life will go really according to, you know, much better than if you resist it. If I go through your personal months, this much, I don't know if there's a family member or someone in the family that needs you, but that is a very strong possibility that you will have to be of service to someone specifically in the family. Maybe this is just a family gathering that's on tap that's going to bring the family all around you. Whether this is, you know, siblings, parents, children, but this month is going to just kind of be, it's all about them. In April, I would really strongly suggest that you, do you meditate? Because God, you should. Do you?
I try, and I'm trying to do it more often. I know I do it late at night when I'm going to bed, and of course I zonk out. And then in the morning, I'm so groggy, I need that cup of coffee. But I am going to try more. I know it's so important.
Well, especially for you. It's almost like your key to your greatness is meditation. So you really need to look at it like that. And the one thing that I would say to you and everyone that's listening is this. You are a spiritual being in a physical body. How much time do you spend taking care of your physical body, whether it is shopping for clothes for it, putting makeup on it, earrings, or putting the roof over your head, or feeding that body, whatever the case might be, you spend a lot of time taking care of that physical body. When it comes to meditation, it's not hours and hours. It can be as little as 15 minutes a day. And when you spend 15 minutes a day just quietly, whether it's with music or whether you just sit and close your eyes and connect to your soul, you are taking care of your spiritual self. And isn't your spiritual self worth 15 minutes a day, when it'll make you healthier, when it'll make you happier, when it'll make you more insightful, when it'll make you help give you good ways to solve your problems, it'll give you clear direction in your life. There's so many benefits to meditation. But somebody like you that has so much seven energy around them, it is almost a necessity. So 15 minutes is not so much to give for something that gives you so much, okay? So I know that sounded like a lecture, and I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right. I mean, that's my goal. And before I know it, with my book work and my two jobs, and then the day's gone, and I'm exhausted at night. So
right.
I know you're right. I'm I'm going to shoot towards more midday, not in the morning when I'm tired and at night when I'm tired. I'm going to try just to do it midday, you know, pull over in the car and just for 10, 15
right.
minutes go within.
Right. That's what I would really suggest. All right. I'm going to run down your months really quick, continue with those.
Okay.
So April,
sure.
please, please, please do your meditations, write your dreams down, and work on some soul work, okay? And also, you might be very insightful and very psychic, I would think, also in May. I mean, April, sorry. May looks as though it's trying to bring you some money, so I don't know whether through work there's going to be a raise or promotion or there's money coming to you in some way in May. June is your month where you're going to finish something, complete it, or let go of something. So if something's trying to leave your life in June, you might put an ending to something. Or maybe it's a friend and you're just tired of putting up with them and that's it. But, you know, there's an ending of some sort in June. July is wanting to bring you a new opportunity. It's either something you do or something that's given to you, but look for the new opportunity that's coming in July. August is a month for you. Your psychic is on an all-time high. You're also going to be very, very sensitive in August. Maybe even a little bit stressed or nervous, but this is also another month that you absolutely want to make sure you meditate. I would tell you in August, peaceful. Don't argue, don't fight, try to be too cooperative. You might have to be a little bit more patient in August than other months. Now, September, I want you to go on a vacation or do something fun, fun, fun. I want you to just get your kid out and go play, and that's in order. Go have fun. Social with friends, things like that. October is going to bring you additional work. So that's a month that you're not going to have a lot of time off. And there's just going to be so much on your plate that it's all work, no play. So that's why I really want you to enjoy September, because October is bringing you a very tough month for, you have to be disciplined, focused, and work hard. November is bringing some sudden, unexpected changes to you. So, you know, maybe it can be travel with work, or maybe it is a surprise that comes in. Don't try to plan things in November. Kind of go with the flow. If you don't like your job, you could try sending out resumes in November, and you might actually get an offer for a job. If you wanted to move, November would be the month you could move. If you're looking, you know, like if you don't like your relationship, you may want to end your relationship or change your relationship in November. December brings the family back around you. So, again, the family. Of course, that's a nice month to have the family around you in December. So that's the way, that's what I see. I really see that you do, I don't know if you've been successful in life. The way I see it is you've had probably a difficult life because you've had many obstacles, things that have knocked you down where you've had to get up again, things that, you know, you've just had to get on with the business of life. And I know that you're a survivor. I can see that. You do have a gift withdrawing money to you. It's all about you setting some goals and reaching those goals and then working towards more goals. But money is always, sometimes when you have that kind of configuration in your chart, money sometimes can also be very elusive. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I would also tell you, it's really important for you to set some goals about what, you know, even if they're baby steps, little goals, set little goals. When you achieve that goal, then set another goal. You're going to find that you're really going to like those achievements when you accomplish them, because you're all about the achievements. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, honey. That's my advice for you, okay? Makes sense?
Yes, all of it makes sense. Absolutely.
Okay.
Especially
all right,
the part meditating more. We all should do that, and I am. And I just put my little notebook by my dresser, and I'm going to write everything down, my dreams, as soon as I wake up. I used to do that, and then I got slow at it. And you're right, it works. Like I could remember my dreams more.
Right, it does. It does.
It
so maybe
really
they're
works.
Trying to remind you through me to do that. Because, like, if you've got any issues in your life or any problems or any, and you ask for that in a dream, it's amazing how quickly you get that answer. And if they know that you're writing it down, then they pay more attention to giving you those messages. And God bless you for having that wonderful dream about your dog, because, you know, that's just all part of who you are. So you really
that's
do have
beautiful.
A strong
beautiful. Ellison, she smelled, I never bathed my dog, shame on me. She was a border collie. And in the dream, I told her, oh, my God, you smell so beautiful. And her coat was so shiny when I woke up. I said, that must be how it is in doggy heaven. And she's beautiful. She smells like a rose. And her coat was shiny, like just like silk. So it was a beautiful dream.
We also tell you, honey, do you see shadows out of the corner of your eye? Do you ever feel like she's around you? Because I'm telling you, the dream is one thing, and I think that's beautiful. But I wouldn't be surprised if you actually maybe catch a little glimpse of her from time to time.
Well, Allison, 2 months after she died, I always took her to the park down the street to the concerts. And so I told my daughter-in-law, let's go down to the park. And I took the little dog that my daughter gave me. And it was hotter than heck. It was August. And walking down the street, perspiring for about 3 seconds, three steps, we felt very, very cold, cold air. And my daughter-in-law said, what the heck was that? And I told Lorraine, that has to be girly, letting us know that she's going with us to the park.
Yeah.
And I'm convinced. And then it got real hot again, so I'm convinced that she's around me.
Well, look at
me.
If you see shadows or movement out of the corner of your eye, or I really honestly feel that you, with what I see in your chart, I'm sorry, I wouldn't be surprised if and even if, like, sometimes, like, you feel, like, pressure on your bed, like, almost like, I don't know if she slept on your bed, but even, like, feeling as though maybe the dog was there, but it's not, but she
I have felt the mattress go down, and then nobody there.
See? Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's your little darling doggy coming through me telling you to pay attention to those things. Because why would I say those things? And actually, to tell you the truth, right now, I don't know if doggies can make my head buzz, but right now my head is buzzing. And whenever my head buzzes, that means somebody from the other side is around me. And, okay. And, oh, my God, this is really cool. Even to this day, this is funny. I just got such a whoosh of cold air that, honest to God, if you could see, it feels like my cold chills on my arms and stuff. So I even got a whoosh of cold air with that. And I'm getting, like, a lot of energy coming through, especially when it comes in on the right side. I always know that it's somebody that's crossed over. So I think your little girl is using me for a little minute here, having a little conversation with you, because I think that's why I brought up those things with you. So I think you'll be able to see her, feel her, know she's there. Okay?
And I'll smell her like a rose, too. Thank you so much,
okay,
Allison.
Honey. All right.
God
good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Oh. Ooh. Yes. Okay. You have to. Yes, I'm a numerologist. Yes, I know that. But, you know, ever since I've been little, I have felt spirit around me. It feels like energy that just runs through me. Yes, I'm psychic. Yes, I'm clairvoyant. Yes, I see things. And sometimes, you know, when I'm doing readings for people, it's very bizarre because I use numerology because it's such an incredible tool to help people. It's an incredible tool to help people understand their lives and that there's a pattern to their lives. There's a reason for their experiences. But when spirits come through during numerology readings, it always makes it very interesting because I have to put on this other hat, you know, which, you know, and it happens every once in a while. But, you know, it's always interesting for me when that does happen. Okay, I'm just a little bit silly right now. Okay, excuse me. Okay. All right, well, we only have a couple minutes left on the show, and I'm really, really sorry. I did want to get to the personal years and kind of explain personal years to everybody, but, you know, maybe I'll try to do that on the next show. I do want to go with one more really quick thing about repetitive numbers, because that's got to be one of the most often asked questions for me about seeing repetitive numbers. Okay? Now, do I have somebody on the line because I'm hearing an echo?
Yeah, it just picked up.
Hi. I'm really sorry, but we are just like 1 minute out from ending the show, and so I really can't get to a reading for you. But I tell you what, if you will go and get my email address, which is right there on the Visible by Number pages on BBS, email me your date of birth and email me your question, and I'll answer you an email tomorrow, okay? Okay? Hello? Okay, hopefully the caller got that. All right. So just really quick, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just go over this repetitive in numbers and also numbers that come in dreams, okay? Numbers are a universal language, and historically, messages from the divine has always come in the form of numbers. So you really, when you see a repetitive number, I feel that it's a signal to your soul, almost like a little bit of an activation code that kind of begins this process of this new development with your consciousness, okay? So when you see it, you might not be aware of what it means, but your soul knows, okay? And those of you that have experienced the 1111 phenomenon, the 11 is considered to be the number of the messenger. It's kind of saying there's an open doorway to the spiritual. And it's a time to wake up to this new consciousness where, you know, you almost like you redefine what is true for you. And people have experienced very profound experiences since, seeing the 1111 experience. So if you go to my website, visiblebynumbers.com, when my web person is done updating it for this month, I actually put what the different numbers mean on there. Like if you get it in a dream or if you get it repetitively, what do those numbers mean? And that'll be posted up on my website probably within the next couple of days. So I encourage you, if you've got some questions about that, go visit www.visiblebynumbers.com. My goodness, 55 minutes goes so fast. Thank you, everyone that called in, everyone that was listening. God bless you all. And I'll be back next week. We actually have Dr. Gloria Burgess, and we're going to be talking about the book, Dare to Wear Your Soul on the Outside. So until then, everybody have a great week, and I wish you all abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.